Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
It could be hours before power is restored for thousands of Duke Energy customers. How the outages are affecting people, including drivers.
Plus, an important recall for parents and caregivers. Why the makers of a popular toddler step stool are recalling the product.
Also, a horrifying scene out of northern India. Dramatic video shows the moment a landslide swallowed up homes and cars. Right now, there are more than 10,000 Duke Energy customers in Durham without power, 48 hours after severe weather rolled through that area. Good afternoon to you. I'm Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Renee Chu. Thanks for joining us. Crews are working hard to restore electricity, but they are running into a twofold problem: down lines and trees on equipment. WRAL's Destiny Patterson is live at the intersection of I-85 and Roxborough Road, where traffic lights are out and putting some drivers in danger. Destiny.
Well, not only are those traffic lights out, several of the businesses here are still without power. If we look over this way, like you mentioned, those traffic lights are out at this very busy intersection. Earlier today, we actually almost saw two cars collide because of that. Not too far away from here, I spoke to people over at Oxford Manor. They are part of the more than 10,000 people still without power 2 days after that storm came through. I talked to people who said that hundreds of dollars of groceries were spoiled because they're still without power at this point. I also spoke to a woman who said that she had to call EMTs to help out with her grandmother.
Two times. This is the second time right here. And they're supposed to bring her oxygen today, but they don't know what time they'll be here. So that's why I had to call the ambulance, because she ran out of oxygen. She got three oxygen tanks, and they only last an hour.
Well, if you look here, like I said, traffic lights still out here. If you happen to come across any of these, you should treat them as a four-way stop. Duke Energy at this point is saying that they're hoping to get everything restored by 6 o'clock tonight.
Destiny Patterson live in Durham. Thank you. And we're tracking those power outages here on the WRAL Live Center. I want to show you exactly how many people in Durham right now are without power. We said more than 10,000. That number is 10,065 right now. I do have the map. I'm going to zoom in and show you the areas where we are seeing the most outages. It looks like by Duke University's campus, their main campus, we are seeing about 2,000 outages there. And then just north by Duke Park, by I-85, we are also seeing about 1,000 outages there. Now, again, Duke Energy says they do hope to have everything back on by 6 o'clock tonight, as Destiny was saying. They are out there working very hard. They say a lot of the damage has been localized to neighborhoods and side streets. So again, if you are heading out today, just be aware of that as well. Hopefully, again, they'll have that power back on soon.
Michelle, thanks. And that front is lingering. It'll give us a chance for some storms again later this afternoon and evening. The best chances in our eastern counties. And Elizabeth Gardner is in the WRL Severe Weather Center right now with our lunchtime look at futurecast and radar right now.
Yeah, let's start with the big picture. And you can see some showers. We had some thunderstorms along the coast early this morning. There's still a little bit of lightning, but it's mainly offshore right now. We still have this lingering boundary. And at one point, that was the big front that came through that knocked down all the trees and caused all the issues for parts of the viewing area, especially there in Durham County. So this is a much weaker version of this. We're not likely to have storms that would cause damage, but we still have this lingering boundary, and that's where we're likely to have a focusing mechanism for some showers and even some isolated thunderstorms to develop as we head through the afternoon. We jump on ahead and take a look at what's happening out there. We'll jump into a dual Doppler 5000 radar. Notice that we don't have any rain in the viewing area right now, but as we continue to warm things up this afternoon, we'll have enough energy for some of those to begin to pop up. Futurecast shows a few of those in the noon hour, anywhere from Durham and Raleigh eastward. As we get into the afternoon, here's 3 o'clock, right along the I-95 corridor, we'll likely have a chance of some isolated thunderstorms. None of this is likely to be severe, but we have a lot of moisture in the atmosphere. So some of these could produce some heavy rain, and that could last into the evening commute. Once we get past sunset, most of that is going to end up dying off, and gradually that whole system will push offshore, and tomorrow we'll feel a little more comfortable. We really only have about a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. And again, it's likely to be from the Triangle area eastward. We're going to talk more about the air mask that replaces this one and how long it could feel more comfortable coming up.
Several sheriff's deputies are on the scene of a home invasion in Cumberland County, where we're told one person was shot in the 4,000 block of Church Street. That's in the town of Wade. WRL's Kelsey Coffey tells us who it was that was shot.
A man shot his 25-year-old neighbor, Ahmad Khalif Smith, after he tried to break into this home in Cumberland County. We'll get you straight to video from the scene now. Deputies say they got a call about breaking and entering around 4:15 this morning. When they arrived about 15 minutes later, they found Smith with a gunshot wound on his leg. Investigators say a neighbor got to this house before deputies arrived and shot Smith as he was leaving. Now, Smith was taken to a hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. But there's a second offender, a juvenile, that tried to run away from deputies when they arrived. That juvenile was later taken into custody. I spoke with a woman who was standing across the street here, and she says this was her mother's house, and everyone in their family is okay. They're just not comfortable speaking with this being an ongoing investigation. Kelsey Coffey, WRAL News in Cumberland County.
A woman is in the hospital with serious injuries after an overnight shooting in Raleigh. It happened in a neighborhood on Neely Street. Police say this car that you see on your screen was found near the Newbern Avenue and Raleigh Boulevard. The police tell us that car is connected to the shooting. We're just not sure how. We'll take you now to video of that scene on Neely Street, and we only know that one woman was shot there. No word yet from police on whether there are other victims. This is still an ongoing investigation. We'll keep you updated as we learn more.
Former President Donald Trump is expected to surrender for booking in Fulton County, Georgia next week. The negotiations are still underway with the district attorney's office. Meanwhile, supposed names, photos, and addresses of grand jurors are circulating on a far-right internet site. The names appear to match the names of at least 13 of the 26 grand jurors who served on the panel. It's not clear if those are the actual grand jurors or just people with the same names. Experts say some anonymous users are calling for violence against the jurors. Also, a Texas woman is charged with threatening to kill the judge overseeing Trump's federal election interference case in Washington, D.C. Abigail Jo Schrey is accused of calling the chambers of Judge Tanya Chutkan. Schrey allegedly left a voicemail threatening to kill anyone who went after Trump and said they are coming to kill her if Trump does not get elected in 2024. Schrey admitted to federal agents she made the call, but said she did not plan to travel to D.C. or carry out anything she said.
Take a look at stocks right now this noon. You see on the upper left there, the Dow Jones Industrial Average stayed in positive territory for most of the morning, and late morning it just slipped into negative territory. It's down 55 points right now. NASDAQ is down 50, and the S&P 500 is down marginally, pretty flat, down 6 points. A step stool for toddlers is being recalled because it's tipped over and injured several children. Five on Your Side reports these are the toddler towers and says you should put them out of reach of your kids. They are made by Simplay 3. 10 children have been hurt when the tower is tipped over while being used. You can get free stabilizing base from the manufacturer, and we've posted how to do that on WRL.com. Just search recall.
Clear the Shelters, NBC's annual pet adoption campaign, continues all month long. Today's featured shelter is all about the cats. Goat House Refuge has tons of cats ready for you to take home. And here's a look at two of them, Ollie and Julio. You may have seen them once before during this campaign. Ollie and Julio are the loving and silly pair of two-year-old bonded brothers who need to be adopted together. They're indoor-only cats. They're both very social and ready to thrive with your family. Ollie is the playful one, while Julio is the real watchdog. He loves to be near his people. Both are blind, and they're ready to give you unconditional love. You can find all these adoptable pets and more on WRL.com/shelters.
If you're the parent of an athlete, you'll want this information. Today, Wake Med is hosting an EKG screening event for young athletes between the ages of 11 and 18 at the Wake Med Apex Healthplex. And it's a free screening event open to all athletes from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. tonight. An EKG is a non-invasive test that helps identify life-threatening conditions that could lead to heart and cardiac arrest. You can register online at wakemed.org, and that registration is required. Next at noon, landslides in India. dozens of people killed and thousands rescued, and the threat of more rain expected to cause more problems in the coming days.
Also, scorched earth in Canada. How many wildfires have burned there this season and the damage left behind?
Plus, visitors to Wake County are back in record numbers and bringing record dollars since the pandemic. The industry benefiting the most.
Download the new WRAL streaming apps on Roku, Fire TV, Apple TV, and Android TV.
Welcome back this noon. The flu bug won't be the only potential health threat Americans will face over the next few months.
John Lawrence shares new data revealing although COVID-19 levels are relatively low nationwide, they are on the rise.
You can't call it a comeback because the coronavirus never really went away.
COVID is still here, like it's been here throughout.
As schools across the country reopen for the fall and Americans face the latter half of the calendar year, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says COVID-19 hospitalizations have been climbing since early July.
The community levels go up and then we start to see the hospitalizations come up afterwards.
The Chicago Department of Public Health says it's seen roughly 72 cases per day within the last week. That's a 4% hike from the week before.
I'd go a whole 12-hour shift without seeing any. And then in the last, 1 to 2 weeks, we see 3, 4, 5, 6 COVID-positive cases coming in.
Health officials say although COVID-19 hospitalization rates are at a high not seen since April, they're much lower than before. The CDC says roughly 1% of hospital beds in U.S. inpatient and intensive care units are currently taken by COVID-19 patients. During the Omicron surge, more than 20% of all beds were occupied. Although U.S. cases have dropped significantly since the peak of the pandemic, health officials are advising people to be cautious and fully vaccinated because COVID-19 is here for good.
It's probably not going to go away.
I'm John Lawrence reporting.
The CDC says less than 33% of the U.S. is fully vaccinated in all states except Maine, Massachusetts, and Vermont.
All the extra money Americans saved during the pandemic is likely to run out in the coming months. According to the San Francisco Fed, Americans only have about $190 billion in excess savings left over, down from the initial $2.1 trillion in the pandemic savings. Analysts think it'll all be gone by the end of September. Previous research showed Americans went on an unprecedented savings spree at the outbreak of COVID-19, spurred by fears of job loss and an economic downturn.
At least 72 people are dead after landslides in India's Himalayan region. Heavy monsoons triggering the landslides and causing flash flooding there. People are running for their lives after houses washed away and roads are underwater. Rescue teams are searching for people trapped underneath the mud and debris. So far, over 2,000 people have been rescued. Conditions in India are expected to worsen since rain is expected to continue over the next few days.
And happening right now in the WRAL Live Center, a Mississippi judge has declared a mistrial in the case involving two white men charged in an attack on a black FedEx employee who was making a delivery. Brandon Case and his father Gregory Case are charged with attempted first-degree murder, conspiracy, and also shooting into the vehicle that was driven by DeMontario Gibson back in January of 2022. Gibson was not injured, but the judge said he made the mistrial decision because of errors by a Brookhaven police department detective. They say defense attorneys requested that mistrial and the judge said he had no choice but to grant it. The cases remain out on bond.
Wildfires in Canada are causing devastating damage. More than 1,000 active wildfires burned in different territories in what's being called the worst wildfire season to date. This video shows forests burned and ash covering the ground.
Workers and volunteers in Hawaii are sorting through donations for those affected by the devastating wildfires there. Vice President of the American Red Cross calls the fires an unprecedented disaster. During a news conference, he told people that the Red Cross has been at every major disaster in the United States for as long as it's existed. He also reminded everyone that all the volunteers have the same mission, to alleviate human suffering in the face of this catastrophe.
We're going to make mistakes along the way, folks. We're not going to get it all right. If you let us know what we're not getting, we're going to fix it. But we are committed. We are committed to helping the people of Maui recover from this horrific event.
So far, 111 people have been killed in the wildfires, and President Joe Biden and First Lady Jill Biden are scheduled to visit the state on Monday.
It's time to grab your favorite team gear because high school football action is back tomorrow. Don't miss the 43rd season of the best high school football show in the state. Football Friday, this Friday night at 11:35 on WREL. We also have NFL action tomorrow night. The Carolina Panthers take on the New York Giants for their second preseason game. You can watch it starting at 7 p.m. right here on WREL. Good to have football back, and wish it could be football weather, but we are still dealing with summer.
Yeah, and tomorrow night, folks will look for that first game of high school football, and we should be in the clear for that. It should be all right. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRL Severe Weather Center.
Yeah, you know, it looks like, you know, in terms of August weather for football, almost as good as it gets for tomorrow night. We'll take a look at that in just a few minutes. Let's talk about what we're seeing here. We still have some lingering showers here along the coast. We saw a lot of that late last night and early this morning. It started to die down a little bit. But we still have a lingering boundary sitting over us, and that's going to be the focus for some scattered showers and isolated thunderstorms later this afternoon. Nothing's likely to be severe, but some of that rain could be heavy. Most of the cells will be fairly small and will move through fairly quickly. And right now, we take a look at dual Doppler 5000 radar, and there's nothing showing up currently in our viewing area. But we do have a lot of cloud cover out there, and Futurecast shows that popping up really any minute. Notice by 3 o'clock in the afternoon, everybody from Raleigh eastward is seeing, you know, just or at least the chance of a few pop-up cells. Some of those, again, may have some heavy rain. You can see the yellows and the oranges pop up. At 5 o'clock, again, around the Triangle area, could be an isolated shower. Once we get to 6, 7 o'clock, most of it ends up dying out. The best chance for some heavier rain and some thunderstorms would be along the I-95 corridor, but I certainly feel like almost anybody in the viewing area could see a quick pop-up shower that could briefly produce some heavy rain. Here's a look at downtown Raleigh, looking past the legislative building. Lots of cloud cover out there. We're seeing that in most of the region. Temperature, not bad, 84. That's what we expected at lunchtime today. And we're looking at a high of around 90. But our dew point is way up there. 75 is the dew point. That is high. We want to see that dropping into the 60s. And that should happen tomorrow. So with that dew point way up in the mid-70s, we do have a heat index out there. Nothing that's dangerous. But it feels like 95 in Fayetteville, 91 in Durham and Raleigh. It feels like 91 in Rocky Mount. Now, it does feel like 99 in Clinton. So we're getting up there, and then 91 in Southern Pines. So it's warm out there. We'll see a high of 90 in Raleigh, 89 in Durham, and 91 in Fayetteville. Durham Bulls, of course, they're in the middle of a homestand that lasts into the weekend. And I know you can see 30% and a few thunderstorm symbols up here at game time, but our chance of any thunderstorms at the Durham Bulls is really pretty minimal. This is going to be covering the entire viewing area. And the farther west you go, the less chance you'll have of seeing those. So it's minimal. There may be a quick shower that rolls through. Temperatures will be all right, starting off in the mid-80s at game time, dropping into the 80s. Our dew point way up there, though. Right now it's 75. It's going to be, you know, around the low to mid-70s for today. But look at how nicely it drops tomorrow, a solid 10 degrees. So low 60s will feel pretty good. And then Saturday, potentially down to 60. That will feel pretty good. Now, we're still looking at some warm temperatures, but if we can get the dew point to drop, we see less moisture in the atmosphere. It just feels more comfortable. On Saturday, we're looking at, you know, pretty close to normal temperatures, but you can watch how the heat begins to build as we see those orange color contours from Monday and Tuesday. We're going to start to heat things up. First football Friday of the season, not bad at all. Kickoff time, temperatures will feel like mid-80s and dropping into the upper 70s. And with low humidity and no rain in sight, yeah, I mean, for August, it's pretty hard to beat. 90 today, 93 tomorrow, 90 Saturday. And then by Sunday, we start to see the temperature climbing, the humidity climbs, and we're back to a small chance for thunderstorms by early next week. The National Hurricane Center is watching three areas for development. We'll go over all of those, and I'll show you where a couple of them could be headed.
Elizabeth, thanks. Wildfires raging on the West Coast, hurricanes hitting on the East Coast, and tornadoes in the Midwest. Today at 4, we'll explain why the increasing number of these natural disasters are going to increase your homeowners' insurance rates, even when they hit thousands of miles away.
I know you noticed this. Tipping has changed, and there's pressure to leave one everywhere right now. Tonight at 6, 5 on Your Side digs into how much you should really be tipping and where it's okay to just say no. Well, still ahead this noon, if you're thinking about switching jobs, experts say timing is key. How long it could take you to land the new position from the time you apply until you get that offer.
Also, it might not take long for a teen to experience serious respiratory symptoms if they're using e-cigarettes. The impact the CDC says e-cigs can have on young people.
Breaking right now in the WREL Live Center, U.S. mortgage rates have soared to their highest level in 21 years. The 30-year fixed rate mortgage averaged 7.09% this week. That is up from 6.96% last week. Get this, a year ago, the 30-year fixed rate was 5.13%. Now, this week's average rate is the highest the 30-year fixed rate mortgage has been since April of 2002, when it was 7.13%. 3%. Mortgage rates really have spiked since the Federal Reserve's historic rate hikes that we've seen.
Michelle, thanks. Off-price retailers are seeing sales jump thanks to budget-conscious shoppers. And the Fed may not be done hiking interest rates. Those are among today's business headlines with Maribel Aber.
Minutes from the last Federal Reserve meeting show officials may not be done hiking interest rates. Policymakers still see inflation as a threat and are willing to bump up rates even more if needed. The Fed has already raised its key interest rate to the highest level in 22 years. And right now, many on Wall Street are predicting Jerome Powell and company will keep rates unchanged at the Fed's next meeting in September. Target may be seeing sales dip, but off-price chains like TJ Maxx are seeing sales gains. TJX, which owns TJ Maxx, Marshalls, and Home Goods, among others, just posted a 7.7% year-over-year jump in sales, and profits rose 23% last quarter at the company. TJX is seeing strong customer foot traffic, and it benefited from getting premium merchandise from other retailers who had too much inventory. All that's led the retailer to boost its financial outlook. Weight loss drug Wegovy could prevent as many as 1.5 million heart attacks and strokes over 10 years. That's according to a study from the University of California, Irvine. The maker of the drug, Novo Nordisk, partly funded the study, and last week the company released data showing Wegovy slashed the risk of serious heart problems and heart-related death by 20%. The UC Irvine study also found the drug could result in 43 million fewer Americans with obesity over a decade. And those are your business headlines. I'm Maribel Aber at the NASDAQ Market Site.
It may take about 2 months to land a new job. LinkedIn examined hiring data from 178,000 U.S. employees, and it discovered it's taking about 7 weeks for people to go from submitting an application to their first day of work. Some industries take even longer, with consulting averaging about 9 weeks. Entry-level jobs were quicker. LinkedIn found those averaged about 6 weeks to the start date.
Visitors spent a record-breaking $3 billion in Wake County last year. We'll break down the numbers after the break. And some teachers say they're struggling with what they can and cannot say in the classroom when it comes to race. Hear from students who also question the decision to restrict decisions about race. And hear your winning lottery numbers.
Shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
Visitor spending grew to near pre-pandemic levels last year. A report out today from the Greater Raleigh Convention Visitors Bureau reveals that visitors spent a record-breaking $3 billion in our community in 2022. WRL's Shelley Jackson explains which industry saw the largest increase. Some impressive numbers, Shelley.
They are. And you know what, Renee? Visitor spending, tax revenue, and volume all increased in 2022. And this building that you see here behind me, North Carolina State Museum of Natural Sciences, it's one of the biggest draws, the number one visited museum in North Carolina. Now, Visit Raleigh says nearly 18 million tourists visited Wake County last year, spent $3 billion. The number of visitors is nearly back to pre-pandemic levels, just 0.2% shy of the 17.9 million visitors that were here in 2019. And a record $287 million in state and local tax was generated by these tourists. And an interesting fact here, each household in Wake County would pay an additional $601, that's in extra taxes, if it wasn't for this revenue from tourists.
$278 million is going right back into our local and state economy, which, you know, there's great interest on public safety and schools and roads, and that money goes directly back into those types of investments.
And now, of course, that money is helping to fund these new changes at PNC Arena and the Convention Center, so folks who live right here in Raleigh and Wake County can enjoy those areas. Renee?
Shelley Jackson reporting live in Raleigh. Shelley, thanks.
Our county-by-county coverage takes us to Johnston, Lee, and Cumberland counties. Starting today, driving in Johnston County near Wilson's Mills will be a little different. Drivers will not be able to go from U.S. 70 onto Turnage Road or vice versa. Instead, drivers will have to use Wilson's Mills Road to reach U.S. 70, and Turnage Road will become a dead end. Eventually, Bear Farm Road on the other side of the intersection will also lose access to U.S. 70. It's all part of the future Interstate 42 corridor project. If you're looking to buy a house but don't know where to start, the city of Sanford has a good resource for you. It's partnering with Brick Capital Community Development Corporation to provide a home buyer class. It'll be Saturday from 9 to 3 at the Brick Capital's building on West Makepeace Street. You'll learn about the home buying process, financing options, down payment assistance, and more. And you can call the number on your screen to sign up. Cumberland County Schools is hosting a back-to-school giveaway this weekend. The first 200 people will receive a free plate of food and book bags with school supplies while they last. It's a free event on Saturday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. There will also be a live DJ, food trucks, and raffles, as well as free COVID shots, testing, and physicals. It'll be at the Reed Cross High School in Fayetteville.
As students get ready to head back to school, protesters in some states say some of the lessons being taught are all wrong. Emily Schmidt reports how changing standards of teaching Black history are creating new division outside the classroom.
There's agreement Florida is making history with the new way it's teaching history, but consensus ends there.
I think it's a regression. I feel like it's 1964 all over again.
Protesters marched in Miami Wednesday condemning State Board of Education Black History teaching standards put in place this summer. Among other things, the standards require middle school instruction to include how slaves developed skills, which in some instances could be applied for their personal benefit.
There are no benefits to slavery. This is America. Teach the truth.
They don't want the true history to be told.
In Arkansas, where Republican Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders signed an executive order this year stating critical race theory has no place in the classrooms. The State Department of Education told school districts students who take a new advanced placement African American Studies class will not receive credit toward graduation.
I cannot think of anywhere that it is more important to study this history than in a classroom in Little Rock Central High School.
Noland says nearly 100 students were ready to take the class at the school, which was once the epicenter of the historic fight to desegregate schools. Now they, like their peers in Florida, find their history lessons are very much in today's news.
Emily Schmidt reporting. In North Carolina, House Republicans approved legislation to ban discussing certain racial topics. The bill was referred to a committee in the Senate.
State Republican lawmakers overrode six vetoes by Governor Roy Cooper, including three that affect the LGBTQ community. Those bills now become state law. One will ban doctors from providing gender-affirming care to transgender minors, including hormones, even with parental consent. Another bill, the so-called Parents' Bill of Rights, bans teachers from discussing sexual orientation or gender identity until the fifth grade. It also requires schools to inform parents if a child asks to use different pronouns. Democratic Representative John Autry has a transgender granddaughter and told lawmakers the bills hurt kids like her.
My head is spinning because we want Parents' Bill of Rights, except unless they're seeking gender-affirming care for their children who are in grave need of that care.
Other bills overridden last night include a ban on transgender girls in girls and women's sports, a bill loosening rules on charter schools, and a law allowing tax dollars to be used to pay for charter school buildings.
E-cigarettes are far from risk-free. What new research reveals about the effects of vaping on teen lungs and their developing brain in just 1 month.
Plus, some folks get their health information from YouTube. How the online platform is making sure its medical messaging on cancer is legit.
Welcome back. You're looking live at Carolina Beach, where it is 92 degrees, but the humidity there, it's feeling muggy. Heat index in the triple digits. You're watching WRL News, available on Hulu and the WRL app on your TV or streaming device.
About 1 in 10 middle and high school students reported using e-cigarettes in a 2022 national survey. A new study shows serious respiratory symptoms may not take long to appear after a young person starts using those e-cigs. Mandy Gaither shares results from the research and what one of the study's authors wants people to take away from it.
The health risks of long-term e-cigarette use are still being studied, but new research is shining a light on the impact on the respiratory health of young people.
E-cigarettes are by no means risk-free. E-cigarettes carry a potential respiratory risk.
Elena Tackett and her colleagues carried out a study looking at symptoms young people reported in school-based surveys after about a month of e-cigarette use.
In this study, we found that past 30-day e-cigarette use was associated with symptoms of shortness of breath and symptoms of bronchitis.
Those symptoms were reported after e-cigarette use, regardless of the use of cannabis, traditional cigarettes, or secondhand smoke exposure, which Tackett says signals that vaping is harmful on its own.
Any young person who's not using any other products really should be aware and make a thoughtful choice before initiating e-cigarette use.
The CDC says most e-cigarettes contain nicotine, which is highly addictive and can also harm the developing brain of a young person and impact their ability to pay attention, learn, control impulses, and have a negative effect on their mood.
That was Mandy Gaither reporting, and the researchers are now going beyond getting information from surveys. They are looking at biomarkers from young participants to examine daily e-cigarette use and how it affects lung function.
YouTube is cracking down on medical misinformation on its platform. The company is now removing false claims about cancer treatments. This includes content promoting unproven treatments or therapies that have already been deemed harmful by health authorities. YouTube already bans misinformation about vaccines and abortions and any content that promotes eating disorders. If you want your dog to live longer, some researchers say they have the key, the factor that could have the greatest impact on their health when we return.
And if you've ever been to Disney World, you know how important it is to take a break after a few days. A few ideas to help ensure your vacation isn't one you'll regret.
If you like the thought of half-price pizza or free kids' meals, you'll want to listen to these restaurant offers that WRL Smart Shopper Faye Prosser has to share with us today. Faye Prosser joins us now. And Faye, you had me at half-price pizza. Where can we get these tasty deals?
Yeah, you're not the only one. I'm ready for it. So Domino's is offering 50% off all pizzas at menu price for online orders through August the 20th. Plus, you'll find Outback Steakhouse is offering free kids Joey meal with the purchase of an adult entree every Monday through September 4th. It's valid in-restaurant, on the app, or online with the code SMILE at checkout. And Blaze Pizza also has a kids meal offer. They're offering a free kids cheese pizza with the purchase of full-price pizza every Tuesday in August. It's valid in-restaurant, on the app, or online when you use the code BLAZEKID at checkout as well. These offers are valid at participating locations. You can see all the details on the posts I have for you on the Smart Shopper column.
And Faye, you also have some impressive grocery deals to tell us about, including popular foods and snacks for those school lunches.
That's exactly right. So let's start with some of those dinner and breakfast items. For instance, sweet corn on sale 25 cents each at Harris Teeter this week. Chicken drumsticks only 99 cents a pound at Aldi and Food Lion. Food Lion pasta, only 12 to 16 ounce, only 89 cents over at Food Lion. And frozen waffles, 12.3-ounce box, 2 for $3 at Lidl. And now for some lunchbox deals, you'll find green grapes, only 99 cents a pound at Aldi. Happy Farms string cheese in a 12-ounce package, only $2.59 at Aldi. Millville chewy dipped granola bars in a 6-count, $1.49 per box at Aldi. And Kellogg's cereal bars, buy one, get one free for up to $1.45 each over at Publix. As always, you can see all the grocery store deal lists on the Smart Shopper page.
I put all those snacks in my daughter's lunches and mine, too. Smart Shopper Faye Prosser, thanks for all the deals.
Some might call this a little bit crazy, but a Maryland man played the same numbers in the Pick 5 15 times. Now he's the one laughing all the way to the bank because he won, and the lucky 65-year-old claimed $50,000 on each ticket, so a total of $750,000. As soon as he found out he won, he told his wife to quit her job. The store where he bought the tickets stands to receive $500 per winning ticket, so it gives them a $7,500 boost from the lottery.
So I guess 15 times is the charm, right? It comes after winning several other prizes throughout the years, typically while playing Pick 4.
I'd be, so he bumped it up to Pick 5. I'd be afraid to be a 15-time loser on one drawing.
Well, he had faith in himself, clearly,
it worked. We have faith in Elizabeth Gardner for certain over in the WRO Severe Weather Center with a look at that radar.
Oh, y'all are sweet. There's definitely a lot of clouds out there right now. But we're not seeing anything popping up on the radar just yet. The closest rain is still well over there by the coast. Now, as soon as we start to see a few holes in the clouds, we'll likely see enough energy in the atmosphere for some of these little cells to pop up. We have a very high dew point right now. It's at 75, so that means we have a lot of moisture in the atmosphere. We just need to have a few triggers out there for those showers to pop up, and a few holes in the clouds with that sunshine reaching the Earth's surface would definitely do that for us. Let's take a look at Futurecast. Futurecast thinks that's going to happen here any minute, even though it hasn't happened yet. So at any point now, we could start to see a few cells pop up. Some lightning could pop up with these, and definitely we have the potential for some heavy rain because there's so much moisture in the atmosphere. So we could have some downpours. Most likely those would be brief, and it does not look like we're going to see anything severe with this. The farther east you are, the better chance that you'll see some cells that have some heavier rain or a little bit of lightning. The farther west you are, the farther you are from that that boundary that's going to create some of these storms. And so you're likely to just see a few isolated showers. It's 5 o'clock, and you can see once we get past, 6, 7 o'clock, it looks like it's mainly over. Still a good bit of cloud cover overnight tonight, but this whole thing finally picks up and moves on out, and tomorrow looks drier. We take a look at Goldsboro. There's a look at some sunshine there. A little bit of sunshine breaking through in Apex and Chapel Hill, as well as Fayetteville. So some of that sunshine should help to bring us those showers and thunderstorms here, probably within the next hour. We take a look at our dew points. Boy, it feels like Clinton feels like 100 already. It feels like 95 in Durham and Raleigh. Our temperature bumped up just a little bit. So feeling hot out there, 95 Fayetteville. The heat index is 91 in Southern Pines. So it is toasty out there right now. We take a look at our forecast. Our highs are likely to be in the upper 80s to low 90s. But of course, we're going to be feeling like mid to upper 90s with that high dew point. Taking a look at the tropics, there are three areas that the Hurricane Center is watching. This one, they bumped up from 20% to 30% chance of developing, but in the next 7 days. So we'll watch that area. And then these two bumped up a little bit as well. 40% for both of these in the next couple of days and 60% in the next 7 days. And they've added the computer model plots to this. And this one that's farthest to the west, it looks like it's going to head over here toward the Leeward Islands and the Caribbean. So we'll be watching that one, if it holds together that long. The models are not really showing these hold together and make it too far west, so we'll see how that goes. And then this one, of course, we'll watch that one as well. You can see the computer models here, taking that one definitely farther to the north, trending it up toward the North Atlantic, so we'll see how that goes. Our tropical depression potential is pretty high right now, but watch how those colors start to fade as we take it out through Thursday, so we'll see how things go. 93 tomorrow, so it will be slightly hotter, but it will also be less humid, so feeling a little more comfortable. Saturday, the most comfortable day of the week with low humidity, sunshine, and a high of 90. And then as we get into Sunday and early next week, it's pretty hot out there with mid-90s, most likely feeling more like triple digits.
Elizabeth, thanks. There's a new reason to make sure your dog is socializing with other pets. How doctors say it could impact your dog's health.
And here are your winning Powerball numbers on your screen right now. We wrap things up with a look at a few of the headlines we're following for you today. More than 9,000 people in Durham are without power 48 hours now after severe weather rolled through that area. People living in Oxford Manor are among the those customers without power for 2 days. One woman tells WREL they had to call EMTs twice in order to get her grandmother the oxygen she needed to survive.
Two people are in custody after an home invasion turned shooting in Cumberland County. This happened on Church Street in Wade. Deputies say 25-year-old Ahmad Smith and a juvenile broke into the home. A neighbor confronted Smith and shot him in the leg. He was taken to the hospital for treatment. Deputies also took the juvenile into custody after he tried to run away.
Visitor spending grew to near pre-pandemic levels last year, and a new report out today from the Greater Raleigh Convention and Visitors Bureau revealed visitors spent a record-breaking $3 billion in our community in 2022. Visit Raleigh says nearly 18 million people came to see Wake County last year. Tourists generated a record $287 million in state and local tax.
If you've ever been to Walt Disney World, you know that you might need a vacation from your vacation in the middle of the trip. Experienced guests know to take breaks on park days, whether it's heading back to resorts in the middle of the day or simply sitting down for a longer meal or air-conditioned attraction. There's an even better way to avoid burnout. It may sound extravagant to add an extra day to an already expensive trip to avoid running on fumes, and you don't have to feel like you're wasting a non-park day. A company in Japan is finding it hard to meet demand for sales of its ice flower blocks. The owners started selling ice, but hit a slump during the pandemic. So they decided to try something different, and they combined artificial flowers with ice. So the flowers are placed in water to freeze for about 2 weeks. Customers pay about $45 to $75 for these ice displays. Many gift them for birthdays, anniversaries, or Mother's Day. And once the ice melts, the flowers can be used as decorations. Gorgeous.
Very pretty. It's good for dogs to socialize with humans and other pets. It can help them live longer, healthier lives. Researchers say the social time with both people and other animals had the greatest influence on healthy aging among dogs compared to finances, children, or the dog parents' age. The goal of the project is to learn how genes, lifestyle, and social environment influence dogs' aging and disease. Third-party sellers on Amazon will soon be charged extra fees for not using the company's shipping service. Starting October 1st, members of its Seller Fulfilled Prime program will need to pay a 2% fee on each sale. The program allows sellers to use a Prime badge on its listing without going through Amazon's fulfillment service. Sellers are also required as part of the program to fulfill 1- and 2-day shipping orders without additional charges to Prime customers. Amazon also says it'll impose new rules for on-time delivery as well. Tyson Foods is reportedly exploring a sale of its business in China. The company has hired Goldman Sachs to advise them. The potential sale comes after Tyson said earlier this month it was evaluating all operations and closing 4 more U.S. chicken plants in an effort to reduce costs. If a sale goes through, this would be the latest case of a multinational firm looking to divest from China in recent years. Cost of buying a home isn't the only thing going up, so is the price of insuring one. Today at 4, we'll show you how something as far from here as the fires in Hawaii figure into the rate increases.
NBC News Daily is next on WREL, your next local news update in 30 minutes. And you can get breaking news updates anytime with our WREL News app. We hope you have a great Thursday.
Keep watching WREL News over the Air Channel 34 and Spectrum Channel 1257.